A Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
School's out. Happy summer. Ari and Avi are brothers, and they're going to be spending a month this summer at sleepaway camp. Their trunks already left. They boarded the bus and went to camp after big hugs goodbyes to their parents. They were a little nervous and excited all at the same time. In their duffel, they had papers, a pen, and envelopes so that they can write letters home during the summer and letters to their Safta. Their parents said, "Remember to stay in touch. We'll be so excited to hear from you, how things are going for you in camp. Have a great time. Make good choices. Be your best selves. We love you, Mommy. We love you, Abba. Bye." As you can imagine, Safta was quite excited when she received her first letter from Avi about a week later. "Dear Safta, Camp Firefly is amazing. Today we went boating on the lake and it felt like we were explorers in the Amazon. I saw a blue heron bird. It was so big, it could almost carry me away." Well, not exactly, but it really was very, very big. "And we even get to swim in the lake, which is a little chilly at first, but so refreshing and beautiful and surrounded by gorgeous greenery. The counselors are awesome, especially my counselor named Ellie. He tells the best stories at night. There are 15 of us in our bunk, and everybody has a lot of fun together. We stay up late telling jokes and stories and laughing. I miss you, and I can't wait to tell you all about camp when I see you on visiting day. Love, Avi." As Safta went through the rest of her mail, she said, "Oh, wait, there's another letter here, too. It looks like Ari wrote a letter to me. Let me hear how he's doing in camp, because Avi's sounding great. I hope Ari's having just as good a time." Safta opened up the letter and started to read out loud. "Dear Safta, Camp Firefly is okay. Today, we had soccer, basketball, and archery all in one afternoon. My arms are sore and I'm exhausted and so thirsty. There's a lake here. It's nice, but I prefer swimming in the pool in our neighborhood at home. It's cleaner and warmer. There are lots of kids in my bunk, 15 of them. It's noisy all the time and some of them snore, and I miss my own bed and having some quiet time. The food is not great either. I miss your delicious pancakes more than anything. The counselors are all right, but they make us sing these silly cheers all the time. It's so embarrassing. I miss you tons, Safta. I can't wait to come home and hear about how your book club is going. I know that visiting day is coming up, but it feels like forever from now. Do you think you can maybe send a care package with some of my favorite snacks? Love, Ari." After Safta folded up Ari's letter and put it down, she said to herself, Ari and Avi are in the same camp, but their experiences are sounding a little different to me. A week later, Safta received another letter from Avi. "Dear Safta, Camp Firefly is still amazing!" Yeah. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Boy, he must really think it's amazing. She kept on reading. "Today we went on a hike in the forest and we saw a deer with giant antlers. It was so nice to see. We also saw lots of different kinds of trees on our hike. My favorite was this tree with bright red leaves. It was really pretty. My bunkmates are the best. We're almost like brothers already. We play basketball really late at night on the courts and we come back good and sweaty. Then we shower. I don't brush my teeth every single night, but almost. We read comics, we eat candy, and we tell jokes and laugh until our sides hurt. Safta, the food is not fancy here in camp, but it's not bad. Today we had a campfire with burgers and s'mores for dessert, and the counselors are still so great. Today, Ben taught us how to build a fire without matches. That was cool. I miss you a little, Safta, but I'm having so much fun and I'm learning so many new things and making lots of friends. Can't wait to tell you all about it when visiting day comes. Love you, Avi. The next day, Safta received a letter from Ari. Before she opened it, she said, "Oh, I hope he's doing better." "Dearest Safta, Camp Firefly is still just ... camp. Yesterday we got to go on the Whippet in the lake. It's like an amusement park in water. It was pretty good. But the water was so cold when we jumped in. We have this quiet time after lunch, but it's not really quiet at all. Everybody in my bunk is so loud, it's impossible to relax. I really miss reading on the couch with you back home. The only good thing today was learning how to use a compass during nature. It made me feel like a real explorer, even for a little while. I miss you tons, Safta. I can't wait when I come home to eat some of your famous chocolate chip cookies. Love, Ari." Safta decided to write a letter back to both grandchildren together. "My dearest Ari and Avi, it sounds like you're both having very different experiences at Camp Firefly. Ari, I hear you when you say things seem a little rough. New experiences can be overwhelming, and sometimes camp life isn't quite as glamorous as the brochures and the pictures make them seem. But remember, a little discomfort helps us grow. Think of it like building strong muscles. You have to push yourself a little to see results. Maybe next time you're on a long hike, pretend that you're on a grand expedition and that you're an explorer heading to a new land. Avi, your enthusiasm is contagious. It seems like you're embracing every challenge and opportunity with a smile. Remember, it's okay if you miss home a little bit. Everybody likes their comfort from home, so don't be afraid to miss your family a little and the things you love. The most important thing, my dear grandchildren, is to keep an open mind and have a good perspective. Sometimes something that seems like a boring activity can turn into an adventure if you look at it from a different perspective. Camp is all about learning about yourself and the world around you, building friendships and creating fun memories. There'll be good parts of the day and harder parts. Embrace both. Consider the easier parts of the day the sunshine and the harder parts an occasional rain shower. Remember, you always get to choose to bring your umbrella or your sunglasses with you. And no matter what, remember that Safta's always here for you, and I'll be waiting with open arms and a warm batch of your favorite cookies when you get home. Ari, that's chocolate chip for you, and Avi, that's oatmeal raisin for you. With all my love, Safta." When Ari and Avi received Safta's letter in camp, they actually read the letter together. And after reading the letter, they both felt strengthened to go back to their bunk and to appreciate everything that was available to them in camp. And Ari said to Avi, "Avi, I'm going to do my best to choose to look at the sunny parts of the day, and I'll put my raincoat on for the occasional rain shower." In this week's Parsha, Parshat Bahalotcha, the B'nai Israel were all ready to march into Israel. It was time to leave Har Sinai and get moving. But something very sad happens. The B'nai Israel start complaining. They're complaining about being in the desert. They're complaining about the food. They said, "How are we going to eat meat? They're actually missing foods that they ate in Mitzrayim? What happened? What went wrong? Why were they complaining so much? The desert can be hard, but Hashem is taking such good care of them. There's a cloud protecting, and there's man that they can eat. The Midrash explains that when the Bnei Yisrael left Har Sinai, they left Har Sinai like a little child running away from school. Most kids are happy on the last day of school that they're going to have summer. When Bnei Yisrael left Har Sinai, it seemed like they weren't excited enough about all of the mitzvot that they had just received. It was as if, oh, we just learned so much. It's time to have a break. Their perspective wasn't the best one. And once they had this wrong attitude, they started to complain. They started to look at the bad side of things instead of the good side of things. And that's when everything changed and they ended up making mistakes and poor choices and staying in the desert for 40 years, even though they were only 11 days away from Eretz Yisrael. A lesson that we learn from Ari and Avi and from this week's Parsha is that our perspective on the same events makes a very big difference on whether we view them as positive or negative. Embracing challenges as opportunities and looking for the good makes things manageable even when they're challenging. I hope that as we all lead into summer now, we can have that perspective to look for the good even on rainy and challenging days. And I hope that our efforts to do so will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat shalom!